The internet does have an identity in the sense that it, in many ways, fights to avoid being pegged. That the internet, or people on the internet, consider the internet to be an anarchy, where, I mean, it's not quite anarchy in the sense that it's more almost of a feudal nature where everyone, you know, people have control over an area, and, you know, everyone who's in that area must kind of obey them in terms of following their acceptable use policies or just the rules of the group or something like that. And then that, you know, that little feudal lord in some sense has to abide by the next level up policies. But by decentralizing everything, you run into a situation where the internet will change slightly to accommodate every new group that comes in, while still retaining the same flavor, the kind of you know, anything goes, you know, but at the same time you can't really do anything concept. It's very hard to pin down. And although I think if you present a situation that it'd be relatively easy to say how the internet would react to any given situation.